Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, June 6th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, Wayne Kent will be in the studios. Check in with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports and Mike Claiborne in the Redbird Report. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, you know that Denver nightclub where that off-duty FBI agent accidentally shot that guy while he was doing a backflip while dancing? They've offered the guy that was shot free drinks for life. Is that worth taking a bullet to the leg? I mean, I got to ask you.
Maybe.
To some people, it might be. But it's always like when the airlines give you a $100 voucher after making you, like, sit in your own.
I don't know. Free drinks for life, maybe.
Well, it depends on how old he is, right?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
You think they had, like, an actuarial, you know, sort of discussion? Well, you know, the guy's 67, so we can afford this.
Yeah. And he's already got cirrhosis of the liver, so.
Yeah. Anyway, I just saw that this morning. That was bad. Anyway, free drinks for life. Wayne Kent joins us.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in early. We've got a busy show here today.
We had the auction yesterday.
We're out on the road all this this month, so everything's jumbled up just a little bit, so we appreciate the flexibility.
Summertime.
It is summertime. And we're having a great start to our summer. I want to start today, before we find out what's going on with the direct line tonight and get into that, why is it that pastors' salaries, why is this such a uncomfortable conversation for everyone?
I have no idea. Partly because you run the struggle with pastors' salaries often when it is the salary known to the congregation or is it silent and the congregation doesn't know it? Invariably, in churches where the salary is known, sometimes it comes off then as the pastor is seen as the employee too often versus the leader.
But aren't you actually the employee?
I am the employee, but there's this...
But you want the illusion of being the leader.
No, it's not an illusion by any means.
Okay.
so you have this problem of how do you manage that. The larger a church gets, usually at some point, as the number of employees increase, eventually that the decision is made to take all those salaries private.
Okay, I ask this because it really has never occurred to me over the years to care one way or another, and I'm not sure that I do now. I mean, whatever church wants to pay its pastor, I'm kind of a free market guy. I mean, you know, whatever they're willing to pay. But we got into this whole conversation a couple of weeks ago, and we started looking into it, and looking into just sort of some of these sites that give you average, you know, salaries,
right,
which is always dangerous because, you know, it depends on population and the wealth of the church, I'm assuming, and everything else. But it really was interesting to me because whenever there's a story like the city manager, you know, getting a raise or the city manager is interviewing for the job in Bloomington that, oh, that huge salary. Well, it really isn't a huge salary when you think about his responsibilities and the amount of a budget that he, and then you start thinking about other jobs and what they pay, and you really do. There is a sort of shroud of secrecy around pastors' salaries. It's not a common – I can tell you what an electrician makes ballpark.
Right.
I can tell you what an executive makes ballpark or a plumber or a teacher. Why do I have no idea what a pastor makes?
Well, I think there's a fair idea out there what a pastor makes in churches, say, under about 500. Once you get over 500, that's when things become a little more quiet.
Okay, and why is that?
Probably because, again, you're
And what's the magic number of 500? I mean, so having a church of 400 versus having a church of 600 is a big difference?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, but there's a point where congregations begin to... So a church of 400 might have 5 or 6 staff members total.
Okay.
But once you get beyond that, you have problems. Okay, so how do you keep people on staff from comparing with one another their salaries?
Yeah, but why would that be any different in a church than it would be in any other business?
It's not any different, but are your salaries here known to each other?
I don't know. Are they?
Probably not.
Probably
generally
not.
Generally, no.
Once again, I'm not –
In HR, in most companies, they'd say you can't disclose your salary.
Okay.
Because it creates problems of – even in the church, it creates competition.
But there is a difference between – okay – the parishioners are basically paying your salary.
That's exactly right. Of course they are.
The listener right now isn't paying mine.
Fair enough.
I mean, my audience and your audience, different in that regard.
Yeah, there's a vested interest, significantly different vested interest.
Right. So, once again, I'm not trying to make anyone uncomfortable. I just thought it was an interesting conversation about how – now, I mean, I am told that the median annual pastor salary is $94,226.
That can't be correct.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
That's across the country, so you got to factor in large cities.
Depends on who's taking
versus
the salary, what denomination it is. Denomination, there are differences.
You think that's high or low?
I'd say that's high.
Okay.
I think that would be very high.
Mm-hmm.
Very high.
Okay.
I would think it's probably more like about 60,000 to 70,000.
Okay. You mean the median average?
Median average.
All right. What's on the high end?
The high end. I mean, if you got a church of 5,000 people, those guys are probably making $250,000.
Okay.
In a church of 100, you'd be lucky to make 40,000.
Okay. But let me ask you. So if you have
there are very few churches of 5,000 people.
Right. I mean, that's a rare thing.
Right.
But for 5,000 people.
Right, the income to that church annually would be probably about $10 million.
Okay, so now, but here's the question, though. If the city of Decatur were a church, then Tim Gleason would be vastly underpaid, you know, because he has 83,000 people.
Yeah, I don't know that.
His budget's much more than $10 million, and he makes $160,000 a year. So for 5,000 people... $250,000 seems, once again, I don't care what anybody makes, and it's up to the church. That seems high to me.
Well, but that's because there are very few people who can manage a church of 5,000. I'm just making your argument for you, in other words.
Okay. Well, I don't have an argument. I don't have a dog in this fight. There's no answer to me that's right or wrong. I'm just curious about it. It seems like even though 5,000 is a large number for a church, 5,000 people isn't a large number in any other regard in life as far as population.
I agree.
Yeah.
And certainly when it comes to the city. I could say this. In 100 years or so ago, a pastor's salary in a church is usually based on what was the local school district superintendent making.
Really?
That's right. Like if you had a church of 100 people, whatever the local school district superintendent was making, that's what you were going to make.
No.
It is no longer that way.
I wouldn't think so. District 61 has 9,000 kids.
Right. But
by your math, he ought to be making $500,000 a year.
I'm just saying. Yeah, so that's how it's made. But it is no longer that case
at
all.
Okay, so what else besides the salary? Is there generally a home provided?
Not any longer. Used to be. But we have something called a housing allowance, which is included in your salary. In other words,
so you're saying that $70,000 a year would include the housing?
And it would include the housing, yes.
Okay.
All right, if the church has something called a parsonage where you get to stay.
Hey, cars? What other perks?
Cars are not usually there.
Cell phone? Expenses?
Some churches provide cell phones. Pastors have to pay we pay income tax, but we also have to pay 15.3% Social Security by law.
Well, so everybody does.
But the church cannot pay that for you.
Yeah, I get it.
So we have to pay it ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's the
difference. Don't get me started on the church and taxes because you're still coming out ahead on that game.
yeah, I would agree.
Yes.
When it comes to staff, we are.
Yes.
Very few churches provide medical insurance to their church.
Really? Pastors. Now, why would that be?
Costs.
You got the Catholic Church out banging
Catholic
away about
church
the Obama, care, and you're telling me that most churches...
I would say churches are long outline. Whereas if you're in a United Methodist Church or perhaps a mainline denomination, you would get some health insurance. But most churches that are not like that probably don't have health. Like our staff don't get health insurance.
Really? That is very surprising to me. Why? I mean, just the philosophy behind that.
There's no philosophy other than the cost.
But wouldn't you attract better people? I mean,
you would.
Yeah.
You would. Yeah. No, it's an ongoing debate among probably every congregation. And once again,
that seems a little behind the times, to be honest.
It is behind the times.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But it also, I mean, we have a large staff because of our work at the hospital and our work in the community.
Right.
So we have what is the equivalent of 35 full-time people. And none of them get health insurance.
Yeah, but that seems weird because, particularly when it was mandated to us that we had to.
Right, and the exclusion was you didn't have to do that if you were under 50 people.
Yeah.
So churches.
But we have about the same amount of employees here.
Right.
In Decatur. And I can't imagine our company not offering health insurance. So that seems a little behind.
It is a very awkward moment in the life of all churches because when people are sitting in the pews and they hear, you know, our income is this and we're not paying health insurance to our staff for our staff members. I think it's something that has just happened over time that when a church.
So is there a lot of communication then? A lot of this seems like it's based on you look to the left, you look to the right, you see what other churches are doing over the years.
Exactly. And it's primarily what drives the whole conversation is the size of the church. because what the size of the church drives income. So
certainly.
So you can't say I'm going to grow the church larger so I can get a greater income to the church so I can get a better salary. But I don't think people think like that. I would hope they don't think like that. But it is a factor that
the it'd be tough to be on commission with God.
Maybe not.
Well, I don't know.
Here's my observations about the pastoral my peers, a lot of them really don't work very hard.
Really? Come on. So you're saying you've got a lot of lazy ministers.
Sure. I'm willing to not just go out on a limb.
Why would they be any different? I mean, any walk of life, right? That's what you have.
I look at and listen to some of my friends, and I go, what are you doing for a living? Come on. Put in a few hours, mate.
All right. Now, what about funerals, weddings, all of the other things that I would have just assumed sort of kind of come with the job, but I understand that there's money in that.
There is money in that. Yeah. Absolutely, there's money in that. Usually, you are given an honorarium.
Yes, it's voluntary.
It's voluntary, but I would suggest that the honorarium is nowhere. The number of hours involved, if you go out and say, okay, I'm going to work on this per hour, don't do that because you'll be very disgusted and quite disturbed.
So I got to ask you now. I mean, this, just in general terms, right. a wedding and a funeral. What are we talking about? What is the accepted? What is the standard honorarium? I mean, not that everyone does that,
right,
but if they were to do that, what would it be?
Again, depends probably on the size of the church.
Yeah, but that's not. This is your wedding or your funeral. It got nothing to do with how many people you have.
It does because it depends.
Now, come on.
It's weird how all this goes. I'm not kidding. But normally a funeral you might get, it would come through the funeral home. It's probably about $125 to $150.
Okay.
Same for a wedding.
Yeah.
So I know a guy who says, I will do your wedding, but I'm going to get 10% of what the total cost of the wedding is.
Really?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Can you imagine Bahaney? This would be crazy.
That is the
guy take a 6-month sabbatical and go to like.
He says, "I'll do your wedding, but whatever the cost of the wedding is, add 10%. That's my fee." And I can't even imagine saying I have a fee. I don't have a fee.
Okay, so you're uncomfortable with the fee.
I'm uncomfortable with the fee.
Or at least stating that there's a fee.
Yeah,
but do you feel a little? You know, if they don't
feel icky if they don't put a check in your hand. No, I mean, I'm past that law. I mean, I would say when I was younger,
yeah,
I'd want to go. Come on, I'm feeding a family here. But now, I mean, I turn 60 next week,
uh-huh.
So I would think I should have a few more financial resources by now. And I should have a place where I could do some ministry for nothing, right? Don't you think?
Pro bono, sure. If the lawyers
Jesus
can do it.
Jesus had nowhere to put his head.
Listen, Wayne, if the lawyers can do it, the ministers can do it. I always kind of thought, and this is just incredibly naive, I didn't know. I guess I would have thought there would be something, a tip of some kind involved with
a
wedding.
There you go.
Yeah, I never really thought about it as a funeral. You know, that seems sort of like a very sad.
We make it much more spiritual and call it an honorarium.
Okay, I love it. However you want to do it. All right, so it's interesting. Now, is there a big disparity between, you know, like Catholicism and like, you know, Pentecostal and
it's a church size.
It's all about church
now,
size.
Now, again, I'm making some huge general statements here, but.
Well, that's how you have to talk about it.
I mean, Roman Catholicism, I believe they're not making as much as in some Protestant churches, and yet. There are men, primarily men, and some women in this city, probably in full-time ministry, making about $35,000 if they're lucky.
Really?
Yeah, with full master's degrees. They would have an undergraduate degree, and they probably have another 4-year degree on top of that.
Okay. Do you ever feel squeamish about the big salaries? I mean, I asked Jeff this the other day because, you know.
Jeff makes a big salary?
No, Jeff is a Catholic. and, you know, I mean, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance and a lot of wealth, and the Vatican's, you know, all about the jewels and the wealth, their message is one thing, but the way sort of the Pope lives is another. Now, granted, the Pope's not at St. James or at Holy Family. I mean, you know, it's the Pope. But is there any, when you see these big televangelists, this whole thing started with this guy wanting to buy a jet.
Right.
And he's asking his parishioners to pay for him. This is like his fifth jet.
More to the story, but yeah.
Okay, what is the more to the story?
The more story, he has one plane. I talked to somebody in the organization.
Uh-huh.
All right. And they said, we didn't ask for a plane. The question was, he said, if I was to ask, I'd like to have this plane. He wasn't particularly asking.
That's
what
bunk, Wayne. That church has given you some bad information.
I'm just saying. I talked to a guy in the ministry. Okay, he said this is how it went down. Now, who are we kidding? It's gone incredibly bad for that ministry. Hear me. I am not.
Jesse Duplantis, by the way, is his name in New Orleans.
Yeah, Louisiana. And I am by no means standing behind what the guy had to say or the way it's come out. It's bad all the way around.
Yeah, he says he's not asking followers. He just wants them to believe.
He wants them to believe, yeah. But on the other hand, the only way you're going to believe
is... I don't know who's spinning this, Bill Clinton or this guy, who's had the worst week on PR spin. Yeah,
he's had a really bad week of PR.
All right. Now, do you get to the point where there's ever any squeamish feeling about being a man of God and private jets? I mean, do we get to that point?
I think so. On the other hand, I mean, Billy Graham had a plane. Does that bother people? Where's the line? He crossed this. Jesse Duplantis crossed the line. But if you are traveling around a lot,
is he traveling around a lot? Is that what this guy does?
This guy does. Yeah. Like I have a friend. He's no longer doing it now, but he had a church of about 3,000 in Savannah, Georgia, and a same size church, and asked him in L.A. to pastor that church. He had two churches.
Yeah.
He'd do 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there. And he'd fly back and forth, and after a while it became apparent the way we can handle this best is if we have a plane to fly.
All right, now, see, this is where you're going to have to do – I am in management here, we do talk about budgets.
Right.
This is a $54 million plane
he
wants. How many years of commercial air travel do you have to do to where it makes sense to pay for a $54 million jet? And he has three other jets.
Apparently not.
Okay, well, then every news source about this story is absolutely wrong.
That could be the case.
Now, he may not have them still, but he's had three jets.
He's had three jets.
Okay. How many jets, Wayne, would you be able to sit in front of your congregation and justify?
In my congregation, zero.
Yeah, okay. I would hope not.
Zero.
On the one hand, I have no problem. I think what you do for a living is every bit as important as what anyone else does for a living, and you ought to be paid and be able to raise your family and live a comfortable life. I have no qualms with that at all.
Right.
But I just want to know what that line is. I mean,
he's crossed the line.
Yeah, I think clearly.
He's crossed the line. You know, I'll be being very candid, okay? So I have a 22-foot sailboat that's more than 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very cautious in owning that sailboat because just to say that, well, I've got a boat on the lake, in many settings, churches would go, I don't know if the pastor should do that. Or here's another thing. My father-in-law, when he died, left me his Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
His Cadillac is 13 years old. But I pulled into a parking lot the other day, and in this Cadillac, and someone goes, "Oh man, they must be paying you a lot of money."
That's worse than working for like the Park District of the city because of like the taxes. But see, you should just say butt out. You're not a parishioner.
Happened.
All right, we got to agree that the line when on the website, you know, we're talking about this particular jet having fighter jet technology, but an elegant, whisper, quiet executive cabin.
Right.
When does that ever stack up with Jesus? This is what I want to know. Would Jesus own a private jet, a $54 million jet?
I don't know. He according to Jesse Duplantis, he would, but who's to say? I have no idea.
He says he's not discouraged.
Oh, come on.
In fact, I'm excited. I've never had this much press in my life.
He hasn't had... I got that line, you know, all this press is all going to turn out well. Well, okay, fair enough.
Right.
I think it's just silliness, but I really don't see the need for a $54 million jet,
okay,
frankly.
Well,
somebody would say, well, Wayne, I don't see the need for you to drive that Cadillac either.
But your parishioners didn't buy that Cadillac.
But even if they did, would it be right?
To buy you a car? Yeah, I don't have any...
No, would it be wrong for me to say I'm going to put a portion of my salary aside and I'm going to buy a Cadillac?
No, it would not be.
But in the ministry, it would be considered, you shouldn't be doing that.
All right.
We live in this glass, like, as you say, when you worked for the Park District.
Yeah, I know.
You live in a glass bowl.
Yeah.
You live in a glass bowl now, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to drive a nice car. I don't care. I'm going to earn my paycheck.
Hang on. That would imply that I don't earn my paycheck.
No, I'm just saying I don't. My paycheck is based on, it's not, well.
My paycheck is based on performance.
So is mine.
It's just a little bit different the way which it's graded.
Sure it is.
I get that.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll take a break. Back with more. Wayne Kent's the guest. Don't go anywhere. Here's Lindsay with your three-day forecast.
Today we got sunny skies, highs near 85 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, lows around 65 for your Thursday. 20% chance of showers, sunny and highs near 91. And Friday, partly sunny, highs around 91 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 60 degrees.
spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a I can't believe they don't have a phone.
We're here for you. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
After years of being humiliated on the playground and having your bad hair and thick glasses ridiculed and mixing plaids with stripes, who's the nerd now, huh? CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com invites all IT professionals to post their resumes with us. Local employers are currently seeking to fill IT, sales, programming, and medical jobs. So, neenu, Mr. Popular. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Wait for you.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, Wayne, do you know the Cupid Shuffle?
No.
Would you be able to do it?
I couldn't do this one, though.
Yeah?
No.
Is that a Canadian or an Australian deficit, do you think?
It's a Cupid dance.
All right. How about the electric slide?
I've done the electric slide from time to time.
See, it's a generational thing, right?
That's a disgusting. Anyway.
Yeah. I agree with you. We now have it decreed upon us by a man of the faith.
That's right. My favorite song, bad. Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress, The Hollies.
Gosh, this guy's going to be in Bloomington today. Yeah. You know,
seriously.
There are five people from Liverpool who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
That's right.
This guy and the Beatles.
Right.
So there you have it. That is a great song. 1972,
remember,
I was like 7 years
old. I would
lay
in bed with a transistor radio pushed to my ear, thinking that my parents didn't know I was listening.
Right.
They gave it to me for Christmas.
Transistor radio, right?
Yeah, even to
couldn't
use
even
that word.
Really appreciate the music, you know, back then.
To
that
even
tinny
say
little
the
thing.
Word transistor radio, people go, what's that?
That's amazing. All right, so let's hold you through the break here if you can.
Right.
We'll visit with Mark Tupper and have news, and then we'll wrap things up and get a preview of tonight's direct line. And then we'll visit with Mike Claiborne and the Redbird Report. We really do appreciate Mike and Kyle and everybody moving their schedules around for our auction yesterday. Next week, we got Powwow Days in Mowikwa this weekend, and then we roll right into the Forsyth Classic. We'll be out there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but we're going to be out on the road every single day of next week, right?
Yes.
YMCA on Monday,
Hickory Point Bank's new location in South Shores
Tuesday, and then we're going to be with the new airline.
At the offices of Cape Air.
Cape Air on Wednesday, and then out at Hickory Point Golf Club Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday for the Forsyth Classic. So the Hot 25 full list is online. We'll be back after the news.
WSOY News Time, 729. A plan to fix a troublesome Decatur intersection is among 23 statewide projects receiving a total of $241 million in grants from the Illinois Department of Transportation to improve freight mobility. City of Decatur will be receiving $25 million to separate vehicle and rail traffic at the intersection of Brush College Road and Ferries Parkway next to the Midwest Inland Port. Total cost of the project is listed at $39.9 million. The grant is an example of the fine collaboration between the city of Decatur, Macon County, and local industry that supports the Midwest Inland Port's effort to be Illinois' designated downstate freight hub, said Nicole Bateman, executive director of the Midwest Inland Port. The grants administered by IDOT using federal dollars were awarded to projects meeting the goals of the Illinois State Freight Plan that advocates for intermodal accessibility to the regional freight corridors and strategic use of technology. Governor Rauner announcing the grants yesterday in East St. Louis.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Results keep coming in from Tuesday's primaries in 8 states.
In Montana, Democratic incumbent Senator John Tester will face GOP State Auditor Matt Rosendale in November.
John Tester is vulnerable, and President Trump has made winning
Montana a priority.
Senator Tester drew the president's ire when he revealed allegations against his pick to lead the Veterans Affairs Department.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, one of the women who won big last night, a Democratic former Navy pilot running for a House seat in New Jersey.
In New Mexico, Deb Haaland could become the first female Native American in Congress after winning the first congressional district primary.
And a mobile phone maker in China claims it never collected or stored Facebook user data. This after the social media network admitted it shared the information with Huawei and other manufacturers. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 7:31. Illinois' imprisoned ex-Governor Rob Blagojevich has filed paperwork asking President Trump to commute his 14-year prison term for corruption that included seeking to sell an appointment to the Senate seat Barack Obama vacated to become president. A spokesman for Blagojevich's lawyer told the Chicago Tribune it was submitted yesterday to the Department of Justice. Sun-Times reporting the paperwork is a formality. Trump doesn't necessarily require it to act. The president last week broached the possibility of freeing the 61-year-old, suggesting the one-time Celebrity Apprentice contestant was convicted for being stupid. But many Illinois voters regarded Blagojevich's corruption as brazen. His convictions included attempting to extort a children's hospital. Blagojevich's wife, Patty, recently went on a media blitz to encourage Trump to intervene to reduce her husband's sentence. In sports, it was the Miami Marlins over the Cardinals 7-4 last night. It was the Phillies over the Cubs 6-1, and the White Sox down the Twins 6-3. Cardinal baseball for you tonight. It comes your way starting at 7:05. No pregame tonight. It comes your way right after Direct Line with Wayne Kemp. 7:15, your first pitch. More news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Summer is here, and it's time to celebrate with 4 days of fun at Decatur's newest craft brewery, Door 4 Brewing Company. Hi, I'm Jimmy Meisner, the head brewer, inviting you to come on out to our tap room on the Marquee Beverage Campus and enjoy live music, summer-inspired drinks, yard games, a car cruise-in, and food from the Door 4 food truck powered by the Gin Mill. Get in on this free four-day summer celebration at Door 4 Brewing Company in Decatur, Thursday, June 7th through Sunday, June 10th. Check out the details on the Door 4 Brewing Facebook page, and cheers to the four-day weekend.
Summer is finally here, and we all want to look our best during swimsuit season. If you want to see a slimmer you this year, Babbage Medical Spa has the answer. It's called Cool Sculpting, and it's the world's leading non-invasive fat reduction procedure. With Cool Sculpting, there's no downtime. It's safe, effective, and once the fat cells are treated, they are gone for good. Whether it's your tummy, love handles, thighs, or that selfie-killing double chin, Cool Sculpting is the answer. Call Babbage Medical Spa at 330-7839 and schedule your free Cool Sculpting consult today. Or visit BabbageSkincare.com.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 85 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 65 degrees. Then for your Thursday, 20% chance of showers, thunderstorms, highs near 91. Friday, partly sunny, highs again around 91 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 60 degrees.
Tougher on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, that's a blast from my high school pass. Where Rick Springfield played the Decatur Celebration. Jesse's Girl, big hit. Big summer hit. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We get to Mark here. We're going to talk a little Illinois basketball on the front end.
Yes, indeed. The highest-ranked Illini basketball recruit in Brad Underwood's upcoming class, Io DeSumo, has made the final cut and will be one of the 12 players selected to represent the United States in the 2018 FIBA America's Cup tournament to be played June 10th through 16th, so right around the corner up in St. Catharines, Canada. The top four teams from that event will qualify for the 2019 FIBA World Cup 18 and under championship, and the U.S. has won that four straight times. FIBA is the International Basketball Federation. 32 players tried out for this U.S. national 18 and under team. There were two cuts, and some of the best soon-to-be college players in the country did not make the final 12-player team. From what I can tell, Io has really stressed his defense. He has made a big deal out of hounding his man up and down the court. And I think that's helped him stand out. You know, not all players are willing to show that effort on defense. They all want to show you they can score. But when you're assembling a team, you want some guys that can defend too. The head coach of this team is Bill Self from Kansas. Danny Manning from Wake Forest is one of his assistants. And this is a great opportunity for Io, who will go directly from the Canada event to Champaign to join the rest of his Illini teammates this summer. Other players are arriving now. Classes and workouts are scheduled to begin on Monday. And you've heard me say this before, but, you know, people get better when they're forced to perform outside their comfort zone. And that's what he has taken on here, competing at the tryouts in Colorado Springs, making the cut there, competing at an international event in Canada, and then off to college right after that. So well done by him. It's going to be fun to see him when he finally gets to perform in the orange and blue.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll talk a little Illini baseball with Mark Tupper and Tupper.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here, click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Well, you are good.
It's not me. It's CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Just let me catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower, Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Oh, why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs. Flower. Let go.
Don't
let go.
Go.
Please. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Illinois baseball.
Well, I don't know whether Mike Claiborne will mention the Major League Baseball draft or not. That was Monday and Tuesday. The Cardinals took a slugger in the first round, but two Illini baseball players were selected pretty high. Bren Spillane, who was named Collegiate Baseball's National Player of the Year, became the highest drafted position player in Illini history when he was taken in the third round by the Cincinnati Reds. He had an amazing season. He had 389, 23 home runs, 60 runs batted in, and 16 stolen bases. He has an unusual combination of power and speed. The Reds drafted him, they say, to play in right field. And the Illini closer, Joey Gerber, was taken in the eighth round by the Seattle Mariners. I think there's like 40 rounds in the Major League Baseball draft. This is the ultimate crapshoot, really. First-round picks routinely fail. Lower-round picks routinely turn into stars. Albert Pujols, you know, he was pretty good. He was drafted by the Cardinals in the 13th round. So you just never know. And part of that is big league teams using some of their picks on high school kids. And you can imagine the inexact science of trying to project how a 17-year-old pitcher from Kansas will look when he's a 22- or 23-year-old at Busch Stadium. It's just a lot of guessing, and that's why teams spend a lot of money on building a top-notch scouting department. They try to maximize their percentages in this big gamble called the Major League Baseball draft. But it's interesting, and two Illini guys went pretty high this time.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Wayne Kent in for the next couple of minutes, and we're going to have the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. We'll talk about that Major League Baseball draft. Doesn't get near the attention that the NFL does or the NBA. All right, so tonight on the Direct Line, 5
Frank
o'clock.
Frank Hubbard will be joining us. Frank is obviously with the Park Police. He was obviously also with the City Police for a long time. I just
right.
want to find out how to keep safe this summer in the parks. I know there's some discussion coming up.
Well, there is. I mean, you know, neighborhood watch and park watch and all that stuff. You know, things change, right?
Things change. We've had a couple situations here in the city in the last few days.
Well, neighbors don't talk to neighbors anymore.
Right. So we'll have a chat about that, particularly if you're in the park at 7 o'clock at night. What do you need to do and how do you need to keep things safe out there?
Okay.
Well, then I wanted to also talk about the Vatican's doing some things on exorcism.
Ah, yes.
Which would be very interesting.
Why is it? That it seems like in the last 12 months, maybe not that exact time frame, but recently, that exorcism, you know, has been on the front page a lot.
I think the present Pope has some interest in it, personally.
Really?
Because there's always been an exorcism department.
Do you believe in exorcisms?
I have seen more than one.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a...
Is it a mental illness issue?
There are people who are mentally ill who are mentally ill. Now, I'm speaking as a pastor. There are people who are mentally ill.
I'm not asking you as a scientist.
There are others who I think there are forces of evil involved in this.
Really?
Yeah, and in this case, it's not just a brain anomaly.
Okay, so you think...
Because you can't explain that behavior in the midst of an exorcism. You can't explain
that
behavior.
Okay, but is the mind, if we're just using a tiny percentage of our mental powers as human beings, I mean, can it be a tumor? Can it be mental illness?
Well, of course
can it be something that could cause... something that's hard to explain. Mothers lift cars off their children, because of some burst of superhuman strength. It doesn't mean it's divine or the opposite.
But the aberrant behavior that you can see that I have witnessed in exorcisms is, where does that voice come from?
Yeah.
Where does that is a male voice coming out of a female?
So where did you see these?
I've been involved in a couple situations where somebody has come to me and said...
Here?
None in Decatur.
Okay, no. That's what I'm asking. Is this traveling abroad?
Yeah. And it seems, if you talk to people who do missions work, that the incidence of demon possession does seem to be more overseas.
Why is that? That's always... See, now here's...
That's scary. To say that because people go, oh, you're starting to do racial profiling or whatever.
No. I'm saying this is why I don't believe in UFOs, because they always land in some crop field in Iowa and never in the middle of Manhattan where anybody can see it.
Fair enough.
And you also have like some belief systems overseas in places where they haven't evolved all that much over the last couple of hundred years.
Yeah, but it's
you still have people selling people into slavery. I mean, there's stuff that goes on. You kind of think, okay, I'm not so sure.
Well, all I can say is that I have no way to explain what I saw, and the response to that person, to frankly, the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay,
Because Scripture says you have these stories in Scripture where demons respond to the power of Jesus Christ. And when you're there in that moment and you see that person go from absolute mad person to calm, and they'll just look you in the eye and say, it's gone.
In Decatur, Illinois, if one were looking for an exorcist, what's the process?
There's a good question. Probably talk to your pastor.
Okay, but you can't go to the yellow pages. Would you know where to go? If I came to you and I said, Wayne.
If you would come to me and say, I've got an evil spirit, I'd say, let me get a team together.
You would?
Absolutely.
You have a team. It's like an Ocean's 11 movie you've got a team.
Careful now. Careful how you approach. On the one hand, we think it's kind of funny, but on the other hand, if you're in the middle of it, it's very serious.
I don't doubt that
because
for a minute.
If you don't do it right, if you don't approach this and say, have you thought about whether or not this is a mental illness?
Yeah.
Let's start there. Let's not immediately jump to...
Well, would
Satan
we not assume wrong? That about 99% of that probably, would probably correct. Be a
yes,
mental
absolutely.
Illness? Or some sort of...
All of us have...
Medical
we're all
condition.
Somehow,
right.
Aren't we? And just to varying degrees. But in some cases...
Well, if that ever happens, will you call us? I want to bring the cameras.
We are not... No, that would be inappropriate.
Why?
Because it's a private moment, right?
But think about you could help other people.
I could get my own plane.
You could get your own plane, Wayne. You want bodies in the pews. All right, listen, we'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock.
Right,
we appreciate it. Wayne Kent from the Direct Line, First Christian Church. You can check them out online and check out their services. But every Wednesday night at 5 o'clock, they're here live. And you can also listen to the podcast at nowdecatur.com. We get back, Mike Claiborne and the Redbird Report. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few $100s of marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there. You can start packing.
It's summertime, and if you're from Decatur, you know what that means.
It's hot, Bob! It's hot, Bob!
The Bob Brady Auto Group is kicking off this summer of Bob 2018. Only this year, it's bigger and better than ever.
It's hot, Bob!
Heat up your summer during the Jeep Celebration event. Right now, the Bob Brady Auto Mall has the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited for a low $299 a month lease. Looking to buy during the Jeep Celebration event? The Grand Cherokee Limited features up to $5,000 in total cash back. With approved credit, must finance through Chrysler Capital. A Grand Cherokee for $299 a month?
It's hot, Bob!
You can get the unlimited sport 4x4 JK Wrangler for a low $249 a month lease for 36 months with approved credit $29.99 due at lease signing. See dealer for details. A 2018 JK Wrangler for only $249 a month.
It's hot, Bob! It's hot, Bob!
The Hot 25 brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group. That's the Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144 and the all-new Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC at exit 141 in...
When severe weather threatens, trust Storm Team 20, the area's most experienced meteorologist. Cheryl Lemke, Joe Crane, and Thomas Patrick are right here, keeping you safe. Stay with News Channel 20 and NewsChannel20.com for the very latest on severe weather. It's an all-new Sunrise Morning Team with Rachel and Justin. Plus, plan your out-the-door weather and wake up with Joe on News Channel 20 Sunrise, weekdays 5 to 7 a.m.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. I want to thank not only Kyle May for adjusting his schedule yesterday, but also Mike Claiborne. We had our big auction yesterday, and we usually do the Redbird Report on Tuesdays. Today is a Wednesday report presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike Claiborne joins us. Mike, why does the Major League Baseball draft not garner the attention of other professional drafts like the NBA and the NFL?
Well, I think because the people that they're drafting, we don't know who they are. You know, baseball, college baseball, you really don't see a great deal of it unless you're looking at the conference network or, you know, ESPN has a World Series of college baseball. And we don't cover high school games. You know, the NBA and certainly the NFL, you know, these kids coming out of college. And I think the same can be said for hockey. You know, we don't put much into the hockey draft because we don't see any of these kids. So I think that's the major reason why. The baseball's trying to do a better job in creating more video information, but they're a long way away from competing with the NBA and certainly the NFL, where they have numbers, ratings numbers that might be as good as maybe a hockey game.
Yeah.
As far as people watching that stuff.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty big deal, and they make months of it. So
yeah.
So we weren't in the 2017 draft, but we were back, and then with the 19th pick, we got this kid by the name of Nolan Gorman, who is a 18-year-old third baseman from Glendale, Arizona. What do you know about him?
A lot of power. A guy with a lot of upside. He is a guy that does a lot of things for you. He's very athletic, left-handed hitting third baseman. You just don't see a lot of, but he can play more than one position. And I think the fact that he's intriguing is, the fact that we don't have a lot of left-handed power in our organization. We don't have a third baseman with power in our organization. And this was probably more of a need than anyone's willing to admit. You know, you got a guy, your closest third baseman in the minor leagues is a guy that has been a Rule 5 player, which meant he went through the entire major leagues and nobody thought enough to put him on a major league roster. So we've been very fortunate not to be able to have to call him up, although he's having a great season in the minors. But it just goes to show you that this team is sorely in need of an infielder with power and just a power hitter, period. We don't have a lot of.
All right, so this kid's the 19th pick. You know, we were just visiting with Tupper a little earlier, and he reminded us that Albert Pujols was picked in, like, the 13th round, right, at the draft.
Yeah.
So you just don't know.
You really don't. And you know, it's a lot more scientific than what it used to be. The analytics have certainly taken over the draft. But, you know, when you're dealing with a high school player, Ryan, you don't know who he's playing against. I mean, he might be a man amongst boys. He may not be facing really good pitching. So this is where real eyes on the player comes into play as far as what they see his potential being. And I think with the Cardinals, the way they develop players in the past, they'll take their time. They'll make sure he gets enough at bats and enough instruction where they can mold him into something that'll be more effective. One of the things we see today is everybody likes to strike out. I mean, you know, we're going to see guys. We're going to have two guys on the Yankees that probably strike out 200 times between them. But that's where everybody's going.
Yeah.
So you got to find a way to reduce the strikeouts where he can be more effective, because I don't know if trading 35 home runs for 200 strikeouts and many of them being of an inning-ending variety is really going to be as valuable as you think. And I think there's some people starting to lean back in that other direction and saying the strikeouts versus the home runs isn't as profitable as you think.
All right. But quickly on this Griffin Roberts kid from Wake Forest, the only thing I know is I've watched a video of his breaking ball today, which looks really mean. Do you know anything about him?
Big, strong kid. Some people think he might be on the fast track to the big leagues. He's got a lot of talent. You mentioned the breaking ball. He also has a very good fastball. I think they're going to take a long look at him in instructional and in the short season. And he might be a guy that might walk in the spring training next year and make them make a decision on him. So a guy certainly worth keeping your eye out for.
All right. We're not quite to flag day, but we're almost there. Anything surprising for you in the last week or so, or pretty much the same old, same old?
You know what, Brian? Yeah, I think same old, same old. But I think what's surprising is the inability of Dexter Fowler to have any traction. Marcell Ozuna has brought his family to town because school is out, and he's playing like a madman in front of his old teammates. I don't think that's enough. You got to get more. Matt Carpenter got hot for about a week, and now he's regressed. Tommy Pham's fighting it. This team's got some really good pitching, but the offense cannot support the pitching, and that's going to be a major concern as we get closer to flag day.
Yeah, you look at the Brewers, the Cubs, the Cardinals. Brewers are 6-4 the last 10 games. Cubs are 7-3. Cardinals are 6-4. We're 3.5 out. Cubs are 2 out. Do you feel like this is going to be the way it is all season long?
No, I think somebody's going to pull away. The Cardinals are in a great position. You know, Brian, we're playing the worst teams in the National League over Lex 8 games. And we gave away a game last night. You have gaps in your schedule where you have to make a statement. This is the Cardinals' gap. In July, they're only at home for 9 games. And to be honest with you, they've been playing better on the road anyway. So it's one of those things where I think somebody will pull away. Somebody will make a deal, maybe add some pitching, because I think both Chicago and Milwaukee need more pitching. I think the Cardinals need more offense. And how they come about it is going to be a big question, because the Cardinals are locked into some contracts that I'm not sure if they can get out of so readily. So they've got some real questions to ask, and we may have to see them make a move or bite the bullet.
Mike, we will check in with you next week. Have a great weekend, and we appreciate you moving days for us. That's the Claiborne Report, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Here's Lindsay Romano with the best Jeff Daly impression you've ever heard and your 3-day forecast.
It's impressive, isn't it? Sunny skies today, up around 85 for your afternoon high. Clear tonight, 65 the overnight low. Sunny tomorrow, there is a very slight chance of a shower or thundershower in the afternoon with a high of 91 degrees. And a partly sunny day on Friday to start your weekend with a high of 91 once again. 62 currently at the studios in downtown Decatur, and your WSOI time is 7:54.
One person can make a difference, and difference creates change. And change can lead to something better, some place better, where our young people thrive, our businesses prosper, our schools and parks flourish, where art inspires us, where our streets are safe and our future is bright. It is with your generosity that our community is made stronger. It is with your generosity that lives can change. At the Community Foundation of Macon County, we connect the philanthropic goals of donors like you with the needs of our community. The Community Foundation of Macon County, because it starts with you. Find out how to give at endowdecatur.org or make an appointment by calling 429-3000. Be that one person who makes a difference.
Hey, sis. I think we're finally ready to sell our home. I know you're sold pretty quickly. Who did you use?
We used Brinkotter. I would highly recommend them. They have the number one local real estate website. They're the leader in social media marketing, and they have the largest network of agents. You should definitely use Brinkotter.
That sounds great. Hopefully with this nicer weather, it'll sell fast.
It should. My agent told me that in the summer of 2017, there were 383 residential real estate transactions, and Brinkotter took part in over 60% of them. They'll take care of you, bro.
Awesome. Brinkotter it is.
There's no need to look anywhere else. Brinkotter & Associates Realtors has been voted the number one real estate company in the Herald & Review's Reader's Choice every year since 2004. Call 875-0555. That's 875-0555. Or visit Brinkotter.com today for up-to-the-minute listings and information. Brinkotter & Associates Realtors.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, I remember when Ricky Martin made that appearance at the Grammy Awards with this song. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Come on.
Vaguely.
Who was the guy in Hollywood we talked to all the time?
The guy in Hollywood? Oh, Gordon Curry?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And thought about Gordon Curry and Eon.
Now, he was an old school Hollywood gossip guy, right?
Right.
I mean, how would you describe
him? Right. That's exactly how you'd describe him.
The year would have been 1999. And he had a historic Grammy performance. You remember everybody just leaping to their feet? This unknown. He was part of Menudo.
Yeah.
And then outgrew, like, at a certain age, like Logan's Run, they kick you out of the group or kill you.
Right.
And he had that electric Grammy performance, and then that went on to be a big summer hit, Living La Vida Loca, right?
Yes.
Love that song.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really good.
that's
something right. From south of the border, unlike the Macarena, that we can still say, yes, I like that.
That we can still deal with, yes, at this particular point.
Gordon Curry. I remember
Hollywood.
Talking to him about that Grammy performance.
Wow.
Somewhere, I've got a character he did.
Yeah, I've got one, too.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Does yours still look like you?
No, I don't think it looked like me then.
No, I mean, but you had like hair then.
Yeah, I had hair. And
I didn't, so
and
mine still seems. Yeah, you were that hippie look you had.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Jeez. Grammy performance, 1999. Does that seem like kind of like yesterday?
The New Zealander. He was from New Zealand.
Gordon was?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yep.
Because it wasn't quite Australia.
No, New Zealand.
Interesting.
Sent me a kiwi once, a little plastic kiwi. He was a good guy.
He was buddies with Dale Arnold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's how that all got started.
I think so. And it was, did we visit with him on Fridays?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember I used to have to come into the radio station on Thursday, like late afternoon, and record that.
That sounds about right.
To air on Friday morning.
Right.
Like every week, week in and week out. He was a nice man.
Yes, he was.
And he came to town
mm-hmm.
for, they honored Dale Arnold for like a dinner, and he acted as the MC that night,
yeah,
which was a lot of fun. All right. There's a blast from the past. Ricky Martin and Gordon Curry. All right, we'll take a break for the news. We get back here. Pow Wow Days, Moequa, Hot 25 with the Bob Brady Auto Group. It all comes next.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom. Ameren, Illinois has expanded its annual Team for Defense parade that will honor veterans and active military members. It will now include also first responders. The power company is seeking entries to participate in the Armed Forces and First Responders Parade June 16th. Day in and day out, the armed forces are out there making sacrifices to protect our freedom, so it's important them to show our support, said Liz.